Okay, say it loudly.
Two questions here. So the first one is the Shastra extensively describes Krishna's threefold divisions of his leelas in Tora, Dwarka, and Vrindavan, but he doesn't mention this internal place in Goloka where Krishna's married. There's Svakya Rasa is there in the Vrindavan. So why is that?
It's not so much detail in Shastra about Goloka, the spiritual world. Bhagavatam. Well, there's the description, there's the chapter, the description of the spiritual world. But that's why Kuntha. And in 10th canto, the only description is when Krishna shows the Brijbasis Vrindavan, or Goloka Vrindavan. But it's actually a mixed description, most of these things are all described by the acharyas as further elaboration. And like with other intimate topics, Shastra is reserved because. It's not like Rupa Goswami's book. It's not spoken before an audience. So Bhagavatam is spoken before an audience, and most of the people aren't even necessarily devotees who are listening. So for them, all these details of where Krishna's married, where Krishna's not married, in fact, where the whole topic came up of Krishna's parakeya, then Shukadeva Goswami really stopped. Parikshit Maharaj sort of brought it to his attention in the decision that these other people were getting confused. And he stopped. If you talk about where he's not married, then people come up to where he isn't married, and it's only really Jiva Goswami who talks about that, and of course one reason is that it's not really Gaudiya Vaishnava's destination, where Krishna is married. It's also called Goloka. Still, it exists, and sometimes the language of scripture is indirect for poetic purpose. Sometimes it's indirect for philosophical reasons, because it's hiding something. And the principle really is that it's like a child trying to understand about where he came from. There's no point in explaining it to him because he doesn't understand. He's straightforward, but he'll never understand. So same thing. When someone becomes a child, becomes adult, then you don't have to tell him. He understands. He knows. So similarly, when people become actually qualified, when their hearts become purified, they come to realize these things in due course of time. And then those either indirect statements of scripture or whatever way someone needs to access whatever they need to know, Krishna says, Tadami Bhuti Jogan Tram. And they'll come to that understanding. That's the faith that people need to have, and that's where Sahajism comes in, is that people who don't have the qualification, they have an interest, but they don't have a qualification, but still they want to enter into those things they're not qualified for, and then worse than that is they want to actually imitate, and because they become materially tainted and motivated, then they think that with their material bodies they can enter into Krishna's lila, and it just becomes a joke. Devotees have real preeti, if they're really attached to Krishna, and if they sincerely want to know, and they've earned the right to know, then the Dhammi Bhuti, then Krishna's ultimate source of knowledge, so he'll tell them everything that they need to know. And what was the other one?
Well, you kind of answered it in a way, because I was going to ask, the Bhagavatam doesn't mention Krishna's return, his eventual return to Vrindavan, and it's kind of a happy ending, but he doesn't mention that. Sukadeva Goswami relates Krishna's pastimes almost chronologically, and there's no mention of Krishna's returning to Vrindavan, whereas the Acharyas do mention that.
No, Bhagavatam, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam in several places. Krishna comes to Dwarka, the queens say, when you return to Mathura, every time you return to Mathura, you see. There are statements that imply that the pastime is just not there. Shukadeva Goswami had 7 days, and ultimately it's Krishna's return, or return, Balaram's return is described. That's described in detail. And that return is like an eternal phenomenon. Krishna leaves, he returns. He leaves, he returns. But other places, particularly Padma Purana, describes in real detail Krishna's return. And then Acharyas also. Śrīla Gosvāmī goes out of his way to emphasize that Krishna returns, particularly because when he's leaving, he says, I'll return. So, but in the, because it's not described in detail, in that same type of detail in the Bhagavatam, so people complain, well, Krishna said he'll return, but he didn't return. But he shows how yes, Krishna actually returned. And returned many times. Sanatana Goswami explains how that's what goes in the spiritual world. Krishna leaves and he returns and he leaves and he returns, and everyone keeps forgetting that he ever left or returned. And it's there in order to increase the increase the rasa, to build rasa, because that for him to return he has to leave, and there's nothing like his being perpetually present isn't as blissful as his returning after absence. Is absence is such sweet sorrow. Jagannathnak. What an affair it is. Okay, Hare Krishna.